Everybody makes a lot of themselves.
What?
Everybody makes a lot.
But the term itself, that is not, doesn't have a particular negative connotation.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, there's no inhibitions for you to use the word?
No.
Okay. Person never will spend a dime, what do you call it?
Pence, penny, dollars, martin.
All right. That's what you would call them?
Yeah.
Pence, penny? Silas Marner, what was Silas Marner?
Silas Marner was a, he hoarded his money and never spent it.
What was the term he called it? The term for him?
For him? He's a frugal to the very utmost.
Okay. If you say, that girl is very common, what would you mean?
Common?
Well, when you use the word common about a person, what does it mean to you?
Ordinary, normal, typical.
All right, is it a complimentary term? Neutral term or derogatory?
Common, I'd say it's probably derogatory, except I think they're different. Everyone's like, things are different.
So if you use it, you are speaking the right way?
No, well, if I use it in just the descriptive way, I would never say it's a person, you're a common person.
Okay.
It's God.
So it is a derogatory term?
Yeah.
You got an old person, let's say, about 80, does work and doesn't get tired, you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's mighty.
Young at heart.
What?
Young at heart.
All right, but he's quick and active with all his motions, you might say he's mighty.
Active.
All right. What else can I say? They don't show their age. You might say, boy, for 80, she's really...
young.
Okay. If you get... let's see. The children are out, let's say, later than usual, all right? You're a mother, the children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
that's that again?
I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
I don't know, what was the situation?
Well, the children are out late.
Oh, can't,
past curfew, and you expect them to...
concerned.
Okay. If you're not easy about something, you might be...
stubborn.
You ever use the term uneasy?
Yeah, I use uneasy.
Okay. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm what?
I don't want to go upstairs. I'm frightened.
All right. Person who gets afraid easily is kind of a what?
Scaredy cat.
Okay. And a place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is what? What kind of place is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She isn't afraid now, but she...
she's afraid now, but she...
she isn't afraid now, but she...
will be afraid later.
But, or in the past, she...
was afraid.
How about the old gray mare? She ain't what she...
used to.
All right. I don't understand why she's afraid. She... what's the opposite of used to be?
Opposite? She used to be. That was she was.
The opposite of used to be?
And that's what was that she used to be. So she is or will be.
All right, if she used to be something, what's the opposite of that?
She used to be. She will be.
No, that's not the opposite, would it?
No, if she used to be, if you had, then she will be.
That would be the opposite, not the present, not another tense, but the opposite. If she used to be something, make that a negative term, you would say what?
She used not to be.
Okay. Is that what you'd say, she used not to be? All right. Someone leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you might say he's mighty.
Trusting.